The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. And this whole thing with the NFL is so grossly hypocritical. It's just so obvious. I don't need to make comments on it. It is just so grossly, grossly hypocritical what's going on in the NFL. All right, anyway, let's go to the phones. And I've got Frank in Columbus. But, Frank, we have new technology here. I can look through my microphone, out through your phone, and I want you to show me your vaccination paper, or I can't let you on the air unless you show me your papers.
Hang on.
Oh, there they are.
There we go.
I see them. Okay, all right. How you doing, Frank?
Obviously, you know what I'm doing. Good. How about yourself, Bob?
I'm doing well. I'm blessed.
Yeah. So I won't even go off on the Michigan thing, but I did. So there we go. Got that in there. Anyhow, I don't know if you saw what happened in New York. You know, the outgoing mayor of the New York City, de Blasio, the communist leader, made a rule, a law, an ordinance that, you can't go in a restaurant unless you're vaccinated. You can't go in anywhere unless you're vaccinated. And, the other day the police were called in and hauled out six people, including a well-decorated, honored veteran of the U.S. Army. And arrested them for not having their papers with them. I will say this, Bob, I will say this loud. Well, not loud, but you see what's going on in Germany. Of all places, they're going to force the vaccination.
Yeah.
Austria, they're going to put you in jail for a year, and you'll have to pay your own food and way through there. There's no free ride. You might as well be a regular criminal because they don't get charged anything. Australia, same thing. Other countries, there was somewhere up in the Scandinavian countries where a guy got off the plane and they had the army there waiting and went in and hauled him off the camp as well. This is, it's coming here. As soon as they can figure out a way to scare enough people into do it, you got people who commentate on TV saying, we should line them up by the ditches and shoot them if they don't want their vaccination. Yeah. I mean, this is what you hear out there, and people that don't understand history. I think I might have said this before. I'll say it again. I never understood how the German people went along. But when you fear for your own safety and your own life, you'll do whatever, whether right or wrong. And the people that are giving I don't want to go into the vaccine too much because.
Well, and you're right.
Go ahead.
That is the direction we are heading. This is right out of the playbook of the communists, the Marxists, the socialists. Now, all three of those are not exactly the same, but they're all first cousins. And this is right out of their playbook. It really is. And if we study history at all, it is so clear, Frank. And yet, people. I don't know whether they're ignorant or afraid or just dumb.
You know what, Bob? It's a little bit of everything. It's our education system for sure. But people are afraid. Yes, absolutely they're afraid because they don't want to speak up and be ostracized. But then by the same token, the people who, right or wrong, you took the vaccine, it should be a right, okay, to do this. And nobody should force
Absolutely.
It on anybody.
Absolutely. All right, Frank, thanks. Appreciate
it. Hey, if I don't talk to you, have a Merry Christmas.
All right, you too, Frank. Have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas.
And listen, Jeff, get ready. Go Buckeyes in the Rose Bowl. Yeah, all save right. that for next year.
All right. All right, Frank.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Right.
Thanks. Yep, bye.
I hate being repetitious, but there are some things that I have repeated through the years because they are worth repeating. I'm about to do that. I'll never forget my first trip to Moldova. I've been to Moldova well over 20 times to speak at a wonderful youth camp out in the country outside of the capital. When I was there the first time, the Soviet Union had not fallen that long ago. It was still fresh. The fall of communism was still fresh. Moldova was part of the Soviet Union. It was one of the satellite states, and they were set free. They had liberty. They had freedom for the first time in years and years and years. They had free elections, and they could do what they wanted to do. But they had no idea how to handle it. They didn't. They had no idea how to handle it. For such a long time, they had been told what to do, when to do it, how to do it. You will work here. You will work there. You will get bread on this day. You will get milk on that day. You will get heat on this day. You will get electric on this day. Every part of their life was orchestrated by the government. And they hated it, but they got accustomed to it. My first trip, several things stood out to me. One, we were stopped several times every single day. Show us your papers, show us your papers, show us your papers. Every day. We could not go anywhere. A policeman would be running out in the middle of the street, stop you, show us your papers, show us your papers. And that was, it just blew my mind because I'm an American. But then number two, I heard such horror stories about communism in Moldova, how they suffered. They didn't have food. They didn't have milk. They didn't have water. They would get electricity maybe one day a week for 2 hours. In the wintertime, they would get heat because I don't have time to go into that. But the heating system back in those days, they would have a central steam plant. And that central steam plant would send pipes of hot water and steam for miles away to this city, to this village, the most inefficient thing you can imagine. If you lived at the end of the line, it was just barely warm. It was just, but it was central power. You had to depend upon the government to provide your power. Anyway, I heard horror story after horror story after horror story. It was terrible. It was horrible. It was awful. You can't imagine how we suffered. We are so glad to be free. It's wonderful. Oh, communism was terrible, terrible, terrible. Fast forward to about, this is probably 5 years ago. I was in Moldova again, and they're having national elections. And the communist candidate for president was leading in all the polls. And I began asking people, how can this be? When I first started coming here 20 years ago, all I heard were horror stories about communism. How your country, your people, your families, your children suffered. How can you even think about electing a communist and linking up again with Russia? Russia caused you to suffer. How can this be? And here's the answer I was told. People have forgotten. The young people have forgotten. The young people were not living during those days. And the old people have died off or they have forgotten. And I could not believe that they could actually freely elect a communist. And they did. And the problems began starting up again. Food shortages, bread lines. I'm seeing similar things happen here in America. We have studied history about socialism, Marxism, and how bad it is and how terrible it is, but we have forgotten. And our young people have no clue. When we come back, I've got to go into a break. But when we come back, I have a brand new poll from the folks at the Pew Research Center. And here's what the poll is saying. The younger you are, the less you appreciate America. No, it's true. And shocking. We'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
We're going to go to the phones, and we got Bruce in Kentucky, and he's got some stories to share with us, and I can't wait. But just very quickly, the week before Christmas and New Year's, I told you a couple of days ago, we're going to be on in Tampa, Florida. We're going to simulcast. Well, I just found out today we're also going to be in Washington, D.C. that week. So we will be simulcasting on three different stations. Tampa, Florida, WTBN, and Washington, D.C., WAVA. That's the week between Christmas and New Year's. All right, let's go to Bruce. Bruce, thank you so much for calling, and you've got some reports from Kentucky, I understand.
Yes. Everybody is working together to get through everything, but I wanted to share with you God's hand at work in a couple different situations. At our small church, there was a young couple that had their wedding date set for December 12th. Oh. So Friday night, December 11th, we are at the church for rehearsal. And there was actually a storm front that went through earlier that we were getting tornado warnings for, so we all took shelter in the basement of the church, and that storm front went past, and we had the wedding rehearsal, and then everybody went to the fellowship hall for the rehearsal dinner. Well, my wife and I left after we'd been at the rehearsal dinner for a little while, but the young couple and their family stayed at the church and took shelter at the church. Well, thank God they did, because the young couple's trailer was completely demolished.
Oh, my goodness.
If they had been home, we probably would have been having funeral instead of a wedding.
My goodness. Now, how close is this to Mayville, Bowling Green, and so forth? Where
Mayfield,
yeah.
I live about 15 miles from Mayfield.
Really? Oh, I had no idea you were that close.
Yes. The tornado missed my home by about 3 miles, missed my son's home by about a mile and a half. Mm. Their house was actually shaking when it went through.
Yeah.
But they didn't have any damage other than we went without power for a while. The next morning, she got on Facebook and posted, "The wedding is on. The devil isn't going to win."
Oh, my goodness.
And 1 o'clock that afternoon, with no lights in the church, we had a wedding.
Wow.
And they got married, and they even went on their honeymoon.
Was the church damaged at all?
No, our church was not damaged. The church is
good.
The church is probably 4 or 5 miles from the tornado path.
Okay.
It did hit the small city we live in called Benton. There was significant damage in parts of our town. Our school system is shut down for the week until after Christmas break, and then we'll see where we're going from there.
Are you familiar with First Baptist in Mayfield, Kentucky? The pastor is Wes Fowler.
I'm not personally familiar with them, but I know there's a lot of my senior pastor actually works for the county in that county.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been doing a lot of work in Mayfield, helping to get the roads back, go open back up,
sure.
and get debris hauled away and that kind of thing.
Now, have you driven over to Mayfield where the tornado was the worst?
I refuse to drive into a disaster area.
Yeah, well, I understand.
There's enough confusion and everything.
Correct.
The last thing they need is Gawkers.
Good for you. Well, Bruce, I am so grateful for God's protection on you, your family, your church, and this couple who were able to go ahead and get married. What a wonderful story.
Yeah. Can I share one more quick story with you?
Sure you can.
Okay. My wife has a cochlear implant, and we drove over to another city where her doctor is to get an adjustment done on it. While we were talking to her, she shared with us that one of her patients had lost their home, and when they lost their home, the woman that was her patient lost all the exterior part of her cochlear implant, and her insurance wasn't going to cover it. So they asked the doctor, is there something you can do to help us out? And she says, yeah, one of my other patients passed away about 2 months ago, and her family, they brought all the stuff in to me. Not only can I provide you with a replacement for everything, but it's an upgrade.
Oh, my goodness. I think, Bruce, we're going to hear of stories of tragedy and heartache and sorrow, but I think we're also going to hear wonderful stories of victory and hope. I believe that ultimately thousands of people are going to turn to Christ because of this disaster. I really do. God can take something this horrific and turn it around for good, but God can.
What I always tell people is don't ask why, because there's no answer to the question why.
Yeah, agreed.
Two questions you should ask. What can I do to make this situation better?
Right.
And how can I be God's light in this darkness?
Yeah. Yeah. What does God want to teach us? Teach me. Yeah. Bruce, thanks. God bless you, brother. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. Have a great evening, a great weekend. We'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.